Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. We are at Valley View United Methodist Church in Overland Park, Kansas. The ladies who will be sharing their memories belong to Faith Circle. We are all in our 70s and 80s, and the time frame of the recollections we will be sharing span the 1930s and 40s. I would like to begin by asking each lady to state their name and the place they were living in the 1930s and 40s.
My name is Sammy Snell, and I'm an Okie through and through. I grew up on a ranch/farm in western Oklahoma, about 18 miles south of the Kansas border and probably 60 miles east of where the panhandle begins. So I'm an Okie through and through.
Hi, I'm Pat Chambliss, and I was raised in Illinois, I was born in a little town, Olman, Illinois, and grew up in Alton, Illinois, which is near St. Louis across the Mississippi River.
I'm Jenny Snyder. I'm 85 years old. I was born in Hutchinson, Kansas, but grew up in grade school in Langdon, Kansas, which was between Pratt and Hutchinson, Kansas.
And I'm Louise Evans. I was born in Connellsville, Pennsylvania, which is outside of Pittsburgh.
What else?
Is
that
it? That's all.
That's it. Okay.
I'm LaVon Heeman, and I grew up here in Kansas City. I grew up in Westwood Hills, which is located between State Line and Rainbow Boulevard.
And I'm Deanna Klein. I'll be conducting the interview, and I'm from Mission, Kansas. Our discussion topic is technology. In today's world, almost everyone, including kids, has a smartphone. They take it with them wherever they go, and it seems to be one of their most treasured possessions. How important was a telephone to all of you as a child or a teenager? Was it important?
Very.
The telephone was very important?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Tell us about the telephone you used when you were growing up.
We had the phone that is an antique now, made of oak, had a little, I can't think how, probably foot and a half tall and maybe 8 or so inches wide, and there was the receiver, and then the hearing, whatever you call it, that you put on your receiver, and the phone that where you spoke was in the middle, and you rang and hoped that Central answered if you were calling into town. And we had a neighbor, her name was Meadie, and she always listened. She always knew everything. And if you couldn't get Central, Meadie would say, "Do you want me to ring for you?" So that's my memory of the phone. My daughter has that phone hanging up in her living room.
Yeah, I remember when we got our first telephone, and we had a party line, too. We did live in town, and I was looking forward to having one of those upright phones that you could listen to, and we got a cradle phone, and I was so disappointed. But we were glad to have it, and we spent a lot of hours. We'd leave our friends on the corner after school and then call about 10 minutes later and talk quite a while.
What I remember on our phone was a party line, and I think when you listened for your ring, they had different numbers of rings. I think everyone listened in, but you could always be sure if you were in trouble, they were right there.
The phone we used was that stood on a table or a desk, and the earphone was separate. And what I can remember, we picked up the phone. We did not have a party line. And the first thing would be the telephone operator saying, "Number, please," because we used to laugh as girls do, and we'd be mimicking them saying, "Number, please," and in all different ways, which we thought was funny, but it really wasn't.
My phone was a dial phone, one of which was sat on the table and you used your finger and dialed the numbers. I also, we only had the prefix of names like Valentine and so forth, and my telephone number was Valentine 7784.
Here in Johnson County, we also had party lines. So I grew up in Mission. We had the phone that sat on the table, and it was a dial phone. And I also had our prefix was Hedrick 3239. I can still remember that. And we had only one other house on our party line, and they lived in another block from us. And I know you always had to pick up the phone carefully and listen to see if they were talking. And then if they were, you were supposed to put the receiver down quietly so that you wouldn't disturb them. And if I was talking and you heard them pick up the phone, then you're supposed to cut your conversation short and get off the line so that they could use the phone. With smartphones, you can do much more than just call somebody. You can text and take and send photos, access the internet, play games, read books, and much more. So we're thinking about what technology impacted our lives when we were growing up, and we all agree that probably one of the most important areas of technology when we were kids was the radio. So we want to talk about what radio was like when we were growing up.
Well, today I have the little radio table that our radio sat on, and my sister has the radio, and she took the inside parts out and made it so you could play CDs or something. But it was tall, kind of oval shape, rounded in the front, and had fabric, I think, where the speakers were at the back, and had the dials down here. And a funny thing about that radio, my mother, when my little brother was born, my grandmother came out to stay with us in the farm while my mother was in the hospital. And she was very, very strict and thought it was wrong to listen to the radio. Well, I had some programs that I liked. I was 7. So I would sneak in and get down between the sofa and the little table where the radio was, very carefully turn the radio on and find my program and listen. And I really thought I was pulling something over on my grandmother. And that little table is still in my room. But the Philco battery sat on the bottom shelf. On top was the radio, and then there were little places at the sides to put in a magazine or something.
I remember mainly the radio programs. We used to listen to The Lone Ranger, and we listened to Fibber McGee and Molly, and we couldn't wait until Sunday night because they were, you know, they were very special. Also, I remember when I had the measles, and the blinds were all drawn to save our eyesight, and the radio was a godsend. It was I got to listen to all of the soap operas. I was trying to think of the name of what were some of them.
Helen Trent,
yeah, and Stella Dallas. Uh-huh. Oh, and they had such problems every day, but they usually solved them.
You said less.
I don't have anything either.
The telephone was my only source of outside news, and that's where I learned that Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor. My father called us all to the radio, the central radio in our home, and as we gathered around, we all listened to our president announcing us going to war.
So I still have our radio, too. It was made out of wood, and it had big vacuum tubes in it. And if the radio would go out, then my father would go and buy some new vacuum tubes and stick them in the back of the radio. They plugged in to the back of the radio. But I know at night we had our favorite shows, and we would, after dinner, I'd go crawl up in the big chair next to the radio, and we would listen to our shows. And they were more shows like they have on television today, because they were stories and all kinds. There were mysteries and yeah, The Shadow Knows is what one of my favorites. It was really scary. Inner Sanctum.
I love a mystery.
And there were comedies and musical programs. Fred Waring and his Band of Renown, and all kinds of shows.
Paul Harvey News. Did anybody listen
yes.
to Paul
yeah,
Harvey?
Yeah, Paul Harvey News. Mm-hmm. And just a variety of shows. And the radio was just a central part of our lives. And the news, all the news came over the radio. People would listen to the news. And, of course, at that time it was during World War II, so there was a lot of information that you got from the radio. And another piece of technology that we all grew up with was movies. I know the kids today like to go to the science fiction movies and the ones that have all the special effects, and the more special effects, the better. What kind of movies did you enjoy when you were growing up?
Well, let's start here okay. this time so that you don't get all their ideas every time.
Movies were a great treat in my family because it was expensive to go to the movie. You have to realize we were going just getting over a depression in the 30s, and that's when I was growing up.
The movies I remember when I was young, very young, were cowboy movies on Saturday morning. My brother would take me, and I can remember, I was raised by my grandmother, and I remember her giving him 2 dimes for us each, and nothing for popcorn or anything to drink, which we really were unhappy about. But we did have our 2 dimes to get into the cowboy movies.
I remember that we just lived a block from the movie. It was a small town, and I remember it was a dime to go. And one movie I remember is The Good Earth with Pearl Buck.
One of the first movies I remember was Bambi, and I remember crying when Bambi's mother got shot. Another movie I remember was Gone with the Wind. Some friends and I took the interurban. We lived in Alton across the river from St. Louis. We took the interurban over to see Gone with the Wind in Lowe's State Theater, which was huge, had an organ down on the stage, and we just thought we were so grown up.
Well, movies was just not included in my growing up because that was just too far to drive, wasted too much gas to drive 12 or 14 miles into town to see a movie. You just didn't do that. The first movie I ever did see, I think I was in the 7th grade maybe, and Daddy took me, must have been a birthday celebration or something, to see one of Elizabeth Taylor's movies. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember which one it was, but she was quite young. She was just, maybe so. Would it go back that far? But we just didn't go to movies because that would have wasted gas to drive into town. Just didn't do that.
When I was a kid, we lived in town, lived in Mission, and every Saturday the Dickinson Theater down on Johnson Drive would have a double feature, 2 westerns with a newsreel and cartoons in the middle, and my friends and I would all go down and spend Saturday afternoon, and I know Mother would give me a quarter, and that would get me into the show and buy popcorn and a drink. And she probably figured it was worth it to have the whole afternoon to herself. But I loved Westerns when I was a kid, when I was in grade school. And my very favorite Western actor was Randolph Scott. But Gene Autry and Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, they were always usually in the movies also that we saw. As I got to be a teenager, I really enjoyed the big musicals that they would put on, the big extravaganzas. All right, speaking of music, what kind of music did we all like when we were growing up? Music is always a part of a teenager's life, so what kind of music did we enjoy as teenagers?
I really don't remember. I'm not a musical person, but I felt that it was very important when I was a teenager to listen to the radio and get the what was it, the top 50 tunes or the top...
Hit Parade.
The Hit Parade. And so by that time, we had a little electric, it was a little square Bakelite type of radio. And I think I might have that, or maybe my sister has it. Anyway, I would turn that on to find out what all the tunes were. So when I went to school on Monday, I'd know what my friends were talking about. But I don't remember any specific. I always liked cowboy and western music, I guess, because I grew up on a farm.
I remember the big bands, of course, Glenn Miller, and we had records at that time, vinyl records, and we had one record that was white, actually was white and worn out, and it was Boogie Woogie by Tommy Dorsey, and that's how we learned to dance fast. That's what we called it. Anyway, it was a lot of fun.
Now we're on music. That's what we're on. It's music. I had to stop and think. I watched Frank Sinatra come to fame in his singing, as you kids hear him today, I'm sure.
Yeah, I listened to Frank Sinatra. Bing Crosby was another one. Yeah, that was
later on.
Yeah, that was really popular. I'm trying to think of a woman recording artist.
Patti Page. Joe Stafford.
But yeah. But they, we listened to their records, and we had the big vinyl records, and you go to a record store, and you could listen to them and pick out, you know, what you wanted.
In a little booth.
Yeah, in a little booth. You'd go into a little booth, and you could listen to that, to the record, and see if you wanted to buy it.
And those vinyl records are coming back.
They are. They're coming back now. A circle. What goes around comes around. Okay. Any other memories to share?
I wonder. Books.
Okay.
My family was not a family of music, necessarily, but books and reading. And at one time, I can remember we had 5 newspapers that were read from cover to cover. The Wichita Eagle, the Daily Oklahoman, the Winoka Enterprise, the Woods County, can't think of the name, and the Alva Courier. We 5 newspapers, and they were read thoroughly. And as early as I can remember, my mother had library cards for us children, and I can remember the library looked to me like an old house that had been made into a library, and we had cards. And I guess when we did go to town, probably on a Saturday to get groceries or something, we would go to the library and have books. And mother belonged to different book clubs as a child, so we weren't as much into music as we were read. We'd all be sitting around the table reading, or in the living room reading. So that is my memory, rather than what songs did you hear, because I don't remember that.
Do you have any more to say about books or reading or anything, sewing or something that would be interesting? Okay, this concludes the interview with the members of the Valley View Faith Circle. I want to thank everyone for sharing their stories.